Recorded Books presents a sci-fi audio production. Green Mars by Kim Stanley Robinson. This unabridged recording is narrated by Richard Ferrone. This book is copyrighted 1994 by Kim Stanley Robinson. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books. Sci-Fi Audio is an imprint dedicated exclusively to science fiction and fantasy titles on CD, from classics to bestsellers, cult hits to critically acclaimed award winners. Nearly a generation has passed since the first pioneers landed on Mars, surviving the airless cold to build the bare beginnings of a living colony. Now they have begun the amazing task of changing the red planet into an Earth-like paradise, a new garden for mankind. But all are not united in this endeavor. Among the dissenters are the first to be born and raised on this new world, and they are determined to preserve the hostile and barren beauty of the only home they've ever known. And now, Green Mars.
Part 1. Aerial Formation. The point is not to make another Earth. Not another Alaska or Tibet, not a Vermont nor a Venice, not even an Antarctica. The point is to make something new and strange, something Martian. In a sense, our intentions don't even matter. Even if we try to make another Siberia or Sahara, it won't work. Evolution won't allow it. And at its heart, this is an evolutionary process. An endeavor driven at a level below intention, as when life made its first miracle leap out of matter, or when it crawled out of sea onto land. Again, we struggle in the matrix of a new world, this time truly alien. Despite the great long glaciers left by the giant floods of 2061, it is a very arid world. Despite the beginnings of atmosphere creation, the air is still very thin. Despite all the applications of heat, the average temperature is still well below freezing. All these conditions make survival for living things difficult in the extreme. But life is tough and adaptable. It is the Green Force Veriditas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?